You don't even know how naked you are. You know how blind you are. And by the way, you know, there are a lot of women today that dress in such a way that God would consider them naked. You know, the Bible teaches that your thighs are your nakedness. He says in Exodus 28:42 that the priests were supposed to wear breeches that would cover their loins and thighs in order to cover their nakedness. Yet we have ladies today who go out with their thighs totally exposed. And they don't even know that they're naked. But according to the Bible, that is their nakedness. Isaiah 47 also teaches about, you know, a woman uncovering her nakedness. And it says, uncover the thigh, you know, in regard to the nakedness. So there's a couple scriptures right there that indicate that, you know, God considers the loins and the thighs to be the nakedness. Also in the book of Isaiah, he refers to the buttocks as nakedness. Okay. And yet we have ladies today who will expose these parts of their body, and basically they think that they're clothed just because they're wearing this tiny piece of fabric covering something. They think that's cool. You know, their short shorts or their, you know, their swimsuit. They think, oh, I'm not naked. I'm clothed. No, that's nakedness according to the Bible. I mean, what if I were wearing a wristwatch and nothing else? I mean, you'd consider me naked, right? Everybody draws the line somewhere. No, I'm not naked. I am wearing a hat. You know, obviously there are certain parts of the body that need to be covered in order to cover your nakedness. The Bible talks about the loins, okay, which is obviously the lap area. The loins, the thighs, and the buttocks are areas that God says need to be covered in order to have your nakedness covered. And that's not my opinion. That's what the Bible teaches. Yeah, I'm sure you have your own ideas, right, about what nakedness is. Well, guess what? God's got his ideas, and he expects us to listen to him and not to just make things up and make up rules about how long or short the skirt should be and just make up rules about what consists of nakedness and what does not. So he says here, you don't even know how wretched you are. You don't even know how miserable and poor and blind you are and naked you are. He says in verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. You see, it's a shameful thing to have your nakedness exposed.